Northside Today on 90.3 Near FM with myself, Johnny. And yes, it is time to celebrate, as I'm now joined on the line with Declan Cahill, chairman of the board at Near Media Co-op, to talk about US President-elect Joe Biden, how this could benefit Ireland and assist with Brexit negotiations, and also about the current position regarding the US presidency as Donald Trump refuses to accept defeat. Good morning, Declan, and thank you very much for joining us.
Morning, Johnny. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, great having you on. Declan, first of all, Joe Biden has so far secured 279 electoral college votes, more than 270, of course, which is needed to take the White House, whilst Donald Trump stands at only 214, a significant gap. Trump is refusing to accept defeat and is pursuing legal action for fraud with no backing evidence. What do you make of all this?
Actually, my overall feeling is that I'm embarrassed for the USA. I think that a country, you know, of that size to find itself in such a situation is deeply, deeply embarrassing, and very disturbing, to be quite honest with you, because you have a president who's, by the way, completely within his rights to look for recounts, et cetera, because, like we, our system here, if the number of votes between the top two people is very, very narrow, the second person can look for a recount, and that's perfectly normal. But it's the attitude and the background to the reasoning behind it is the one that would concern me. I understand fully that what seems to come across to me is that the system for counting the votes in the various states seems to be on par with anybody. I mean, the international observers have remarked that they have not come across any problems in terms of fraud. And there's a duplicity, I think, in terms of the Trump administration saying that they want the count to stop in one state and yet they want it to continue in another one. So I'm very puzzled by that. I think that even if President Trump wins a number of states, the figures don't add up. Especially with Pennsylvania going the way of Biden by quite a large amount. I think the problem that I have in the overall situation, I want to go on to this whole thing of the Trump move, but I mean, that may be a separate issue. But in terms of the current situation, the second thing that absolutely has bamboozled me is that the president has fired his Secretary of Defense and appointed a new chief of staff in the midst of the so-called handover. And the national body that looks after the transition period between an outgoing and an incoming president still won't accept the result because of the fact that all the results are not in. Now, conventionally, if the incumbent will admit concession, then the thing clicks into place, I understand. But it's a very, very strange situation that the USA finds itself in. As I said, it's sad to see the democracy. You know, I have my own feelings about the way they operate their presidential election, because most of us would perceive the USA to be a country, but in fact it's not. It's the United States, and every state seems, rather not see, but has its own jurisdiction, so to speak. I mean, I was fascinated to see the Secretary of State in Arkansas and various places talking about votes and so on. So it's a bit confusing to the likes of us, because our structures are quite different, and the rules seem to vary between various states. So I think what the spotlight on this whole affair has shone on the differing systems within the United States and the need for, I think, major reform. The other issue that has caused huge problems is the question of the current COVID pandemic, which is absolutely dreadful in the States. I mean, what was allowed was, what was agreed, and legally, this is all above board, was you apparently had three means of voting. One, you could actually physically vote in advance. You could post a vote or vote on the day. So all three, there might even be, I mean, you had other ones where people were overseas, military and so on. I think that was another category. But it was quite clear that all three were legitimate. And for the Trump administration to say that the postal votes were wrong and should be discounted, it's very, very strange. Because the Supreme Court of one of the states actually made a decision. The National Supreme Court now made a decision that votes could be counted for up to 5 days, I think, in one state, as long as the postmark was on the day of the election. So it's a bit of a puzzle to me. But it's, as I said, overall, I'm very sad at the situation.
Yeah, you briefly touched on this as you were talking there. The sudden and abrupt, you know, sacking of the Defence Secretary Mark Esper on Monday.
Yeah.
Would you be of any view that there's maybe something behind this coming from Trump?
Well, I think my theory is that my theory goes back to 15 years ago, 16 years ago. I was in the States on business, and it was down in North Carolina. And we visited a training college that trains people for the furniture and timber industry. And there was the principal there. I never met anybody like him, but I would say that he was a Trump supporter before his day, so to speak. And the way he was talking and the way his views held were quite shocking to me. But since then, I now understand where Trump's support has come from. You know, he has touched, he's a very clever man. Don't underestimate President Trump. Donald Trump is a very shrewd character. He's a very peculiar one, but he's very shrewd. And he's tapped into various people very, very, very successfully.
Yeah, but kind of cut across you there, Declan, if you don't mind. There's a big difference between being clever and being intelligent, if you know what I mean.
I mean, he's as cute as a fox, if you know. Yeah, I mean, I you know, for people say that he's thick and stupid and so on, he's not. But I mean, in the overall, I agree with you, in the overall way of behaving, he's you know, he's a very upsetting person to me as an individual.
Yeah, yeah. So with COVID-19 cases accelerating, you know, across the USA, Donald Trump seems to have, he's all but shelved normal presidential duties, and at the same time, Joe Biden has already pressed ahead, you know, with transition issues, including, you know, plans to address the pandemic. What do you make of all this?
Well, I think number one, I think that the behaviour of the president in handling COVID has been, you know, dreadful, an absolute abdication of responsibility. I mean, in one of his speeches, you know, he said, COVID, it'll all be forgotten on the day of the election. I mean, what an absolute stupid, you know, that's where ignorance comes in. But
intelligence,
intelligence, I should say. Yeah, I mean, but the supporters, you know, look at the people who went to the mass rallies, no masks, no separation, and hundreds of people have died as a result of that, in my view, because of the way this virus operates. This virus operates on close contact with people. Very simple. It's a simple process. And the way all the evidence is pointing to wear a mask, keep your distance, you know, the personal cleanliness and so on and so forth. He has thrown that out the window, you know, disgracefully so. And I think what's going to happen in the United States is that there's going to be a huge surge over the next few weeks in COVID numbers.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
Getting back to Mr. Trump, the way he's behaving, I think what he's doing, he is preparing the ground for the, I mean, number one, he has kidnapped the Republican Party. I think that, for example, it was very interesting that Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, and the Republican Party, the leader, came out yesterday saying that, you know, more or less, you know, he'd been silent since the election, as many senior Republicans have been. So, but he came out and he made a statement basically saying, you know, in the Senate that it's the president's right, etc., etc. I think he's doing it because he is concerned about the mass support that Trump has. You know, that, you know, because they've been semi-threatened by the supporters, because Trump's son came out and it was vociferous about the fact that the president wasn't getting support from the senior Republicans. But I think this whole thing of Trump is not going to go away. I think what he's trying to do is preparing the second phase. I think I personally think he's going to be very disruptive. If he will leave, I think the results will come out if Joe Biden gets one other state, if the vote comes out one other state, even if it's a recount, even if he gets the vote, say, in Arkansas or Nevada, there's a recount in Georgia, so that won't apply. North Carolina is going to go to President Trump, I think. But if Joe Biden gets another state, I think that the numbers will be such that, you know, he can't do any more about it. But he'll be essentially dragged out of that office. But I think he's trying to do something, either preparing to run again or one of his family to be running again. And the whole thing of Trumpism is the byword, as opposed to Republican, if you understand me.
Yes, and as you mentioned, I think Arizona might be one of them for Joe Biden.
It looks like, because some of his statements have been very, very, very macho and so on, you know.
Yeah. So, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, what's your view on Joe Biden's, you know, having chosen her to run alongside him? Would you agree it was a very tactful and wise decision? You know, Joe Biden is, so far, the oldest president-elect of the USA to date. And given his age, you know, Kamala would be the ideal person to step in his position, wouldn't she?
In fact, in one of the debates, she wiped the floor with him in terms of the way she operated. I mean, she's a very skillful woman, and it's great to see. I mean, she comes from a legal background. She was the Attorney General in California and so on, so she has very deep experience. And by all accounts, I mean, I can only tell you what I read about her. But I mean, one of the things she said in a speech there recently, which I really thought was wonderful, about this question of the glass ceiling and more women coming through and giving encouragement to young women. You know, I thought that was wonderful, because in our society, I think in most societies, the role of women and their abilities are not fully accepted. You know, they're utilised, but maybe they don't have the position of power that they should have, in my view, because they're so able. I mean, we've got very good examples of people who've been operating very successfully. I suppose the best one to quote would be Angela Merkel. I mean, look, she's been there for so long, and the Prime Minister in New Zealand, you know, so very impressive people.
Absolutely.
But I think that my reading about her is that Joe's a very shrewd man. I mean, he's come through, what is it, 47 years of public service. So, I mean, he's been around the block. He has fought very difficult fights. Now, he's a huge problem. If the Senate votes, the recounts, you know, the reruns in January in Georgia go the way of Republican, which they look like to be, he will not have influence in the Senate, because it'll be, they'll be two down. Whereas if they won Georgia, they'll be even, and the casting vote will be the Vice President, Kamala Harris, so that he would be able to push through things. But I think he's been very shrewd in picking Kamala Harris, because, number one, he recognises, I think, her ability, as most people do, having listened to her or whatever. And I think she will appeal. I think she'll be given a responsible job. You know, Joe Biden himself said to his wife, when he was asked to run as vice president to Obama, he says, whoever remembers vice president? Ann Harris said, get a grip, you know, for God's sake. That's not the way to think, you know. But I think Kamala Harris will be given a senior role, maybe in education or something. I'm not quite sure, but I think she'll be given responsibilities more than the norm, let's put it that way.
As for a vice president, yeah. And congratulations, yeah. Declan, were received by Joe Biden from many world leaders, but not from Russia or China. What do you make of that?
Well, I suppose it does. I think the point I'm making is that they're waiting for the official announcement. I mean, that's the official line. And I mean, let's be fair. I mean, it hasn't been announced. I mean, the whole thing of the United States is that it's December the 8th, deadline for all disputes to be sorted out, and December 14th is where the electors, you know, the Electoral College vote from the various state capitals, you know, where the formal vote goes through. And I think it runs until the 23rd. I mean, it's a very convoluted system, really. And it goes right up to January the 8th, where the House of Representatives and Senate hold a joint session to actually count electoral votes. I mean, so it'll run on, the system will run on anyway. So this is what I think what Trump is behind. He's saying, well, how could you do this if you don't have the votes formally done? But I think the just getting back to something I said earlier on, the counting of votes have been done meticulously, as far as I can see, by the various states, because they do not want a recount or an investigation to show that there were discrepancies in the system. So I think they're doing it by the letter, so that there will not be a problem.
And yes, yes.
I think that the legal case is that Trump and his aides are running, I think, is just flim-flam, to be honest with you, because all the feedback from various people, including Republicans, I mean, Mitt Romney came out and said, look, there's no evidence of fraud, you know. This is a load of nonsense, you have to be sensitive to that. I think that the big concern has been the huge postal vote that took place, because the majority, as far as I can see, of Democrat votes followed the advice of Joe Biden and said, you know, to reduce the impact of COVID, send in your postal vote rather than attend and queue up, et cetera, et cetera. So that's been the big change.
Yes, of course. And already Joe Biden has been in touch with on Taoiseach Micheál Martin to discuss the Good Friday Agreement, restoring good relations between the US and EU, global economic recovery and climate change. Would you agree, Declan, with Joe Biden in office, it will be very good for Ireland? Could be.
From a personal point of view, number one, where you have somebody in the position of such huge authority as the President of the United States, having a personal link with a country like he has in Ireland. I mean, he knew, for example, when he was talking to Micheál Martin, he knew that Mayo won the football match at the weekend, you know. So, okay, he's a shrewd Irish-American politician, you know. So he's a bit of a schmoozer that way, as most politicians are. But the point I'm making is that he has direct family links in Mayo and in Louth. So, and he has been here, and, you know, I think what he has said is not the old usual blarney, but I think there is a bond there that is genuine. And I think, of course, it would help. Now, official policy-wise, might be slightly different, because there has been a move in recent years about, and Trump has really jumped on this, but Biden says it himself also, the tax structure which encourages American companies to locate their headquarters outside the US, because the tax, if there were the US, the tax, corporate tax are much, much higher. And that's going to be an issue, I think, that if you've been watching the way the system has been sort of slowly rolling on, there's going to be some sort of a clawback, which Joe Biden probably supports in order to create jobs, you know. But definitely in terms of the relationship, it definitely will help and will ease any particular tensions that were there.
Do you think it might be a good influence in terms of Brexit negotiations?
Exactly. I was just going to go on to say that the one thing that he has said very, very clearly has been that, listen, guys, the US or the UK, if you leave the EU, which you are doing, don't expect that we will sign a trade agreement if the border is impacted the way that it's likely to be under this. So he's come out very, very, very clearly, and subsequently he's come out and said, look, this is, I'm serious about this. So I think that is a huge support for resolution in terms of whatever deal. And I suspect that no matter what people are saying, there will be a deal done between the EU and the UK. I saw some recent figures from UK number crunchers predicting a huge impact in terms of the downturn in industry in the UK if they don't have a deal. So I think Johnson is a very worried man, to be quite honest with you, because I think all the talk about Brexit and about going alone or whatever, I think that the Biden situation has definitely impacted their thinking.
That sounds good. So we're going to have to leave it at there, Declan, because time is caught up.
No problem.
Yeah. Declan, thanks very much for joining us. Always great talking with you. And all the very best and take care of yourself.
No problem, Johnny. I always like talking to you too. Mind yourself. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye. All the best. Now, that was Declan Cahill, chairman of the board at Near Media Co-op. He was talking about the US President-elect Joe Biden, how it could benefit Ireland and assist with Brexit negotiations, and also about the current position regarding US presidency as Donald Trump refuses to accept defeat.